First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Rapid Airfield Damage and Recovery and Medical Leadership Workshop. The 31st Civil Engineering Squadron conducted the first ever joint Rapid Airfield Damage and Recovery, or RADR, training with the Italian Army at Aviano Air Base. This RADR exercise demonstrated the Air Force's capabilities to quickly restore an airfield that has been damaged, as well as Aviano's preparedness and adaptability, all while promoting interoperability with NATO partners and allies.
The RADR exercise began with a simulated mortar strike to the airfield. Airmen worked with the Italian Army personnel to assess the damage, develop repair plans, and execute necessary repairs to restore the runway to a safe and operational condition. Major John Penaranda, USAFE F Africa Chief of RADR, ACE, and International Engagement, highlights the benefits of the U.S. Air Force exercising with NATO allies and partners.
The benefits of having an interaction like this is that it's building that mutual trust and confidence between the different nations and different entities. It's building that spirit of interoperability across NATO partners.
Penaranda also says that by bringing together engineers and talent from across NATO, we are a more prepared force across the European theater. I'm Airman First Class Joey Bartosik, AFN News.
Medical Leadership Workshop. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Eric Mann. More than 460 medical leaders came together for the Air Force Medical Service Senior Leadership Workshop in Leesburg, Virginia, to discuss the organizational and cultural changes amid the Great Power Competition. Lieutenant General Robert Miller, U.S. Air Force Surgeon General, and Chief Master Sergeant Don Kolzinski, Chief of the Medical Enlisted Force, hosted the week-long event with the theme of preparing for the Great Power Competition. Each day, keynote speakers touched on topics about posturing for the future, including the stand-up of the Air Force Medical Command, readiness, partnerships, and resiliency. Brigadier General Lee Swanson, Air Mobility Command Surgeon, says medics need to understand what it means to be prepared for the Great Power Competition, which is now the driving force behind changing the Air Force and the Department of Defense. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson.